Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on to 2 Samuel, looking at the life of David, looking at what the Scripture tells us about David. We have seen voluminous amounts so far, have we not, in 1 and 2 Samuel. And there's also a lot of other info in the Chronicles. Speaking of David, we may go touch on some of that. I have yet to decide how we might approach that. But we're up to the 22nd chapter here. And this chapter is a little interesting. At first, you think, okay, what is this all about? Well, it tells us at the very beginning, So listen to this. First verse, 2 Samuel 22 says this, "And David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." So what we're getting here in the 22nd chapter is a song. That's what it says, that David spoke the words of this song. He spoke it to the Lord. It's a song of proclamation to the Lord, and it's going to sound very, very familiar to you, I suspect, because it is basically word for word Psalm 18. Just a couple little minor deviations here and there, but it's basically Psalm 18. And so you say, well, what's it doing here if it's already in the Bible once? Well, repetition is at the heart of learning things, is it not? Also, it being placed right here within the narrative that we have here in 1 and 2 Samuel, you would, from the 21st chapter, where was it, verse 15 to 16, man, it looks like that David is totally defeatable, that there's nothing's going to help him or anything. But then he turns out okay. Why is that? Well, David tells us in this song, he tells us even though he's been through hard times and horrible times and ups and downs and all arounds, he tells us how he walks through it. It also tells us here in this first verse that it's in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Now, we know that he's been delivered from the hand of Saul much earlier in just the previous verses we saw in the previous episode, the last part of the 21st chapter. We saw the Philistines kept coming against him, came against him. I think at least two times, maybe three times that are mentioned right there. And so this is a word of a song that he delivers after all this is done. Yeah, the Saul thing, David's now king. But now, after all of his enemies have been delivered in his hand, this is what David says. 2 Samuel 22:2 says, David said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." Verse 3, "My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. My Savior, you save me from violence." That's one sentence right there, verses 2 and 3. And just the power of this proclamation and this declaration, this affirmation, he's letting us know how he's made it through all these. It wasn't by any great strength of his own volition or anything. It was all by the Lord. And at the very beginning, he says, "The Lord is my rock." Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, what does that mean? You know, that word in the Hebrew is actually translated as "crag." You know, crag, the cleft of the rock, the place you can crawl up in for protection underneath a rock, that type of thing. That's what he's talking about. And he actually picks it up even more when he, in the next verse, where he says, "My God, my rock in whom I take refuge." That's what you do in these crags. You take refuge either from enemy and from wild animals, from weather, whatever it may be. He's saying that the Lord is the place where I go for protection. But not only is he the place that I go for protection, he's also my fortress, okay, my stronghold, a place that is inaccessible to the enemy. No one can touch you there. So he's saying that I rest, I hide in the Lord. He's my crag. He is my stronghold. He's the place that I live in, I stay in, that no one can take me. And you say, well, boy, he was newly taken before. Yeah, we saw that 21st chapter in the natural. But even if David had been killed, no one would have quote, taken him, unquote. No one, because his faith and his hope was in the Lord. So he says, the Lord's my rock, my Craig, my fortress, my stronghold, and my deliverer. Oh, yeah. Had David needed to be delivered? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've seen several times when this has happened. Yeah. And he's saying, the Lord is the one that has done that. And then he declares these things in verse 3 here. How many times does he say my? Let me say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times he says my, and then me, okay? So he says, my God. And this isn't used in the way that it is within the vernacular of the world today, exclamation. No, he's declaring that God is his. He's declaring that he is who he is because of the Most High God. He says, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. In whom I take refuge. That is good because you get a hint of something right here. In whom I take. It's a point. It's a choice. He could have taken refuge in his ability. He could have taken refuge. There's some times that we see him taking refuge. Remember, he took refuge with the Philistines. So was that David just doing that of his own volition? Or was that the process that the Lord had planned for him to do? Sometimes it's very forthright in the account of David, because David seeks the presence of the Lord, right? David inquires of the Lord. We've seen that several times. Other times we see David making decisions. Now, you don't automatically say, well, it doesn't say he inquired of the Lord, so he must not have inquired. Oh, no, 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 no. No, we're just not told. We're just not told if he did or not, okay? But here he says, I make a decision. I take refuge in the Lord. Then he says this, my shield, that the Lord is literally his shield. Abraham said that to God. Or God actually said it to Abraham. Remember in Genesis 15, when he was Abram and God made covenant, he told Abram, he says, hey, don't fear. I am a shield to you. I am a shield. So David says, the Lord is my shield and that he is the horn of my salvation. The idea of the horn right here is that's what would be a flask, a container for like oil. That kind of thing. Also a musical instrument, but a container for oil. In other words, he is the source of my salvation. That's where my salvation lies, is in the Lord God. Then he continues to declare, my stronghold, my refuge. So he reiterates that over and over. God is my rock. He's my fortress. He's my rock. He's my refuge. He's my refuge. He says all that in this one sentence. And then he ends it like this. My Savior, you save me from violence. He's acknowledging that God is the one that has saved him from all the evil and all the violence that has come against him. And so we say, hey, man, yeah, this is great. This is wonderful. This is just a great proclamation, a song, a psalm. But folks, it's more than that. Here's where I need to leave you. Is this how we are? Do we declare that the Lord is our rock and our fortress, and our deliverer? Do we take refuge in him? Do we realize that he is the one that is our shield and the source of our salvation, our stronghold, our refuge? Do we know that he is the one that saves us from whatever it is that we're facing? Anything less than living in the way that David declares right here is actually idolatry and witchcraft. And we don't want to go down that road. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.